Track 14, David Clayton. As I mentioned at the start of this recording, David Clayton is going to tell us about a trip to Bolton. Here he is.
Norfolk is pretty much the last place to start to travel all over the country, isn't it? But when I was working for Radio 4 on the local network programme, we did travel all over England, sometimes into Scotland and Wales too. Long journeys. Interviews were set up for us, and we had to go and interview a lady in Bolton. So that's a long journey from Norwich, isn't it? And the reason we were going to interview this lady was she played what's called a carillon, which is some bells in a church tower played by levers at the bottom of the tower by hand. Not many around. She was in her 80s. She'd been doing it since she was 14. And we were making a programme about the influence of church bells generally and stories about them. So I set off to Bolton. She was expecting me, lived in a little terraced house in a Bolton street. You walked in the front door straight into the front room. And I went to see her. I got there quite late, about 4 o'clock. It was just turning dark. And she invited me straight in. And there, sitting on the coffee table in front of the fire, which was lit, was a lovely tray with a doily on it and some cake and tea and everything. She was going to make a fuss of me when I got there. Dear old lady, everyone's archetypal old granny. And she knew why I was there, to interview her about playing this carillon, which she'd done all her life. So I sat down and did the small talk first. You do the small talk just to get people warmed up, and then you kind of reach for the microphone and switch the tape recorder on, which you try and do surreptitiously so as not to kind of worry them. Anyway, I chatted to her for a bit, trying not to chat about the bells because that's what I wanted to record. So I thought, it's okay now. So I reached for the microphone and I said, oh, let me do the interview. She said, righto. And then she saw the microphone. Oh, she said, I'm not talking into that. Oh, I said, why? It's only me chatting to you. This is going to record it. Oh, no, she said, I'll tell you all about them, the bells and everything and how I do it. Then you can tell the listeners. Made total sense to her. Completely the wrong thing for me, especially as she had a lovely Bolton accent and was enthused about this strange bell ringing she'd done all her life. But she seemed adamant she wasn't going to talk into the microphone, and you can't surreptitiously record people. It's not allowed. So in the end, I said, well, I've driven about 300 miles to chat to you today. She said, well, it's OK. You tell everybody what I said. Right, OK. And I looked at the research notes I got and I said, it's a great shame we can't get this story about these lovely bells in Bolton's church onto Radio 4. And she said, well, you know, I'll tell you all about them. So I looked at the notes and it said that if she wasn't available, there was a lady who lived two streets away who'd been doing it for 60 years. And so I said, well, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. Thanks. The tea's been lovely and everything. She still wouldn't do the interview. I'll tell you what I'll do. I've got the name down here of sort of Elsie Smith, who lives round the corner. I could go and interview her instead. At which point, the lady in the house in Bolton had given me nice cake and tea, who I'd gone to see. She folded her arms in the way that northern women tend to do, gruffly, and she said, you don't want to talk to her. She doesn't know much about this at all. I said, oh, right. Well, I've got no other choice. I've got to go and interview her. She said, no, you're not. I'll do it. I'll talk into that thing. And I got my interview. And it tells you a lot about the psychology behind why people do interviews or don't do them. A little trick. Always say you're going to do somebody else if they refuse, and they'll want to do it. It worked for me.
Thank you, David, for sharing this tip with us.